WMFO in Medford 91.5. You're listening to Chris here on Strike the Box radio show. And if you're listening on the World Wide Web, as some people are, you'd be listening on WMFO.org. Yes, you would be. I'm back again, 2 weeks in a row. How's that? And we're continuing with our summer theme, because it is summertime. Or if you're not from around here, you would say summertime. If you've been listening, you know the rules. It's 2 hours of freeform radio, anything and everything. It doesn't have to be just about the summer. If you want to hear something, I can find it. I will put it on the air for you. You can call the station here at the new telephone number, 855-915-WMFO. Again, that telephone number is 855-915-9636. Hopefully I'll be able to see the phone ringing and pick it up. You can also go to Facebook. If you have Facebook, and type in Strike the Box Radio Show WMFO. You can like the page or the group, and you can pass the word around. Or you can stand out in front of Curtis Hall on the Tufts University campus, but the windows are closed. The air conditioning's on, and I don't want to get in trouble. Plus, I had the speakers up pretty loud, so you wouldn't hear me anyways. Big shout out to my niece Kimberly, who's tuning in from Arizona. I'm sure she's like, can you put some cool songs on, like, you know, cold songs? It's hot out here. I know. I'll get back to some music here. I'm trying to get caught up here. Got a little late start today, so I'm a little discombobulated. I have something queued up. At least I hope I do. Oh, yes, new songs, new music by the Misfits. Because we're all having a party here.
In our competition.
think.
To be. How do you feel?
I'm deadly.
You don't really know how you feel. Why? Because you haven't heard the new Velvet Underground. Here are expressions of a new dimension in honesty, purity, in feeling. The Velvet Underground. Not a probe. Not an exploration. Not an experiment. But a whole complete reality. The Velvet Underground. The Velvet Underground. This is you. You'll find your love, your hope, your reality. The Velvet Underground on MGM Records will tell you how to feel. Listen.
Just 5 years old, there was nothing happening at all. Every time she puts on the radio, there was nothing going down at all. Not at all. Then one fine morning, she puts on a New York station. You know, she don't believe what she heard at all. She started shaking to that fine, fine music. You know, her life was saved by rock. The death of us all.
Oh, I hit the wrong button. I wasn't supposed to play. I was supposed to play this later. I wanted to play Jack Nietzsche's Lonely Surfer later. What I'm playing? Hold on. Yeah, I was going to. I messed up. What's a show without me messing up, right? Hey, you know what I also forgot to do in the first set there is I forgot to backlist my songs. So let's start from the beginning, would we please? We started things off today with some Dick Dale and his Deltones with Mizzaloo from 1962. Frankie Avalon, Annette Funicello, and the cast of Bikini Beach singing Bikini Beach. Comes off a wicked cool compilation called Summer Beach Party. Sly and the Family Stone, Hot Fun in the Summertime. Then we took a break, and then we came back with some Misfits with Mad Monster Party off their 2016 Friday the 13th EP off of Misfit Records. I think you can say this. Killer Pussy. Hey, that's the name of the band. Teenage Enema Nurses in Bondage from 1982. The Who. Yes, that was The Who that you heard that did Doctor Doctor from A Quick One. So you have the 45. I think the... I think the A-side's Pictures of Lily. I'm not 100% sure. The Rationals. I might have played that song a couple weeks ago. I have no idea, but I played it again in case I did. Rationals, Looks What You're Doing to My Baby. From Think Rational. Off of Ace Records. I don't think the song was released in 2013, but I think the Ace Records was whatever. And Velvet Underground with a Rock and Roll from Loaded, 1970. If you want to hear something, give me a call at the station. 855-915-WMFO. Again, that telephone number is 855-915-WMFO. 9636. And I'm trying to do a PSA, but I think I'll wait a couple songs and then come back to it. And, I'll play the instrumental I was supposed to play while I was doing my backlisting. And I guess they're in reverse. Jeez, I need some more coffee.
ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond the star, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt my heart will lead me there soon. We'll meet beyond the shore, we'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. Just as before, happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing, no more sailing, so long sailing, bye-bye.
Was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Oh, the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine. So true.
Wait for it. Here it comes. He's a little slow. Chomp. Just finished up with some love with Can't Explain, which I wanted to play last week, but I ended up playing the instrumental version of it last week, so I played the regular version this week. But we started things off with some lively ones with Surf Rider of my Surfing Hits compilation. Bobby Darin by request, Beyond the Sea, Somewhere Waiting for Me from 1963. Marvin Gaye and his version of Sunny. Song I was trying to look up and originally done by... Who originally done this? Bobby Hebe, I believe, originally done Sunny. But he did a version. Marvin Gaye did, and I found that one. And as I said, we finished up with some love. If you're living off on the Cape, you better watch out, because they've been finding some sharkies out there. Hey, if you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money, too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can be often faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting a good exercise and saving even more money. For example, it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T. You'll get an extra 3/4 of an hour exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time, and that's a real healthy deal. Public service message from your WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
If you're fond of sand dunes and salty air, quaint little villages here and there,
you're sure
to fall in love with old Cape Cod. If you like the taste of a lobster stew, served by a window with an ocean view,
You're sure
to fall in love with old Cape Cod. Winding roads that seem to beckon you, miles of green beneath the sky of blue, church bells chiming on a Sunday morn remind you of the town where you were born. If you spend an evening you want to stay, watching the moonlight on Cape Cod Bay, you're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod. Oh, if you spend an evening, you'll want to stay
on Cape Cod Bay,
watching the moonlight on Cape Cod Bay. You're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod. You're sure to fall in love. You're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod.
Well, I've been a drag racer on LSD. Hell, I rode bare-assed on top of the Sphinx. I even had a gorilla
session. The court's in session now. Here come the judge. Here come the judge.
Here come the judge.
Imagining things.
It's not my imagination. This is all real. So dead and ugly.
WMFO and MIFI 91.5 are on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. You're listening to Strike the Box with Chris here at Tufts University Radio. How about that? Just finished up with some Shorty Long from 1968. Here Comes the Judge off the Soul 45. Started things out with some Patti Page with Old Cape Cod from 1962. Figured that was appropriate after the theme to Jaws. The Cramps with Bikini Girls with Machine Guns off the Say Sick LP Enigma label. 1990 it says here. I wouldn't want to run into so many Bikini Girls with Machine Guns. Sounds like a Russ Meyers movie. Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. You know him from Lynn, the City of Sin. Palisades Park from 1962 off the Swan label. And we played some Wayne Fontana and the Mind Benders with The Game of Love. I didn't write down the year when that came out. Let's see if it's on anything in here. No literature, so nope, doesn't say anything. 617. Wait. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. If you'd like to hear something, if I can find it, I will put it on the air for you. I'm out of time. Hey, how about that tea?
These are the times that try men's souls. In the course of our nation's history, the people of Boston have rallied bravely whenever the rights of men have been threatened. Today, a new crisis has arisen. The Metropolitan Transit Authority, better known as the MTA, is attempting to levy a burdensome tax on the population in the form of a subway fare increase. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you.
Of the story of a man named Charlie on a tragic and fateful day. He put 10 cents in his pocket, kissed his wife and family, went to ride on the MTA.
Well, did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned.
What a pity.
He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Charlie handed in his dime at the Kendall Square station, and he changed for Jamaica Plain. When he got there, the conductor told him one more nickel. Charlie couldn't get off of that train. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Now all night long, Charlie rides through the station crying, what will become of me? How can I afford to see my sister in Chelsea or my cousin in Roxbury? But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's a man who never returned. Charlie's wife goes down to the Scully Square station every day at 2:15. And through the open window she hands Charlie a sandwich as the train comes rumbling through. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Pick it, Davey. Citizens of Boston, don't you think it's a scandal how the people have to pay and pay? Fight the fare increase, vote for George O'Brien, get for Charlie off the MTA. Or else he'll never return, no, he'll never return, and his fate is still unlearned.
Just like Paul.
He may ride forever beneath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. He's the man who never returned. He's the man who never returned. Hey, to Charlie.
How many of you can remember sticking your hands out of the trolley window? Ha!
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things.
I walked in town on silver spurs that jingled too, a song that I had only sang to just a few. She saw my silver spurs and said,